It's quite a heavyweight group of peers, the Lords Constitution Committee, which includes a former Lord Chief Justice, Lord Wolfe, a couple of former Attorney Generals, and it's been looking at the expansion and growth of surveillance and data collection of personal data by the state and by the private sector. And it's come out with quite a swinging, strong verdict saying that in the name of combating crime and terrorism, British governments have gradually constructed one of the most extensive and technologically advanced surveillance systems in the world. And they say that unbeknownst to most people, completely unaware of the kind of surveillance techniques or data collection that's going on in their lives, the use of these changes means it's what they describe as one of the most significant changes in the life of the nation since the end of the Second World War. So that's fairly putting it fairly high. As opposed to the achievement of being one of the most extensive and technologically advanced surveillance systems in the world, I suppose you could put it up there somewhere with our achievements at the highest rates of teenage pregnancy in Western Europe. It's one of those, you know, new achievements of the British state that we are having to mark these days.
What do they say about the British state's justification for using this level of surveillance?
Well, they're not very impressed, really. They go through each case in point on CCTV, for example. We now have 4 million cameras, is the usual estimate they cited again. They actually want to know, and they think the government should do an assessment of how effective CCTV cameras are actually at curbing and cutting crime. They're not convinced that it does perform that basic function. For example, they want to, on the national DNA database, they're also very excited about that. They want to see a recent European judgment saying that anyone whose profiles were put on that database after being arrested but were then subsequently not convicted should be taken off, as should other people who volunteer. And they're also, rightfully perhaps, concerned about local authority use of what's known as the Reaper surveillance powers, which have been quite highly publicised in the last couple of years, cases of surveillance operations being mounted to catch fly tippers, litterers, people who, whether or not to check, they actually live in the postcode they say they do when applying for a school place, that kind of thing. And they do question quite strongly whether local authorities should continue to have these powers and say they should only really be used for serious crime investigations.
How's the government likely to respond to this?
Well, in some respects, apart from the language, many of the things they put forward, the government has moving on in a way. The government said it would take off. It's going to implement the European judgment on the DNA database. It's already agreed that local authorities have probably been acting inappropriately in using their covert surveillance powers in that way. What the report, unfortunately, is silent on is on two very controversial government proposals about to come up down the track. One for a super database to track everyone's traffic of the use of mobile phones, texts, the use of the internet, and a second one from Jack Straw to allow, lower the barriers to widespread sharing of personal data across the public sector. And unfortunately, the report is silent on both those proposals.